Hi, you're listening to Monetize Your Influence podcast with Lily. And here I'm going to invite some of the world's top influencers, peak performance business people, and peak performance athletes, and as well, some of the world's most inspirational people in order to share with you how they have made it and how they have managed to monetize their influence and monetize their expertise. Now, today I would like to dedicate this podcast to the amazing Marie Diamond, who is a feng shui expert, and she appeared in the movie The Secret. And she was the secret before behind monetizing The Secret movie, which was viewed by 500 million people, which I think is pretty awesome. And she was an influencer, and she's a transformational leader as well. Now, she does something very interesting, which is basically she works with the energy in your environment, and she's able to shift that in the blockages from the environment in order to attract more wealth. So, for example, I remember when I met her and I saw her speak at an event, she was talking about how, for example, if you have your table facing the wall and not facing basically the other way, what happens is that you have a poverty setup for your room and for your room or wherever you are. So I thought that was pretty interesting because the energy in that room just creates... it impacts what you do, which I thought was pretty interesting. Now, besides that, what she's able to do is to look at a book and immediately tell whether that book is going to sell or not based on the colors, the title, and other things like that. She's a clairvoyant too, which I thought was pretty awesome. And she could tell whether the energy is right for the book to sell. Now, of course, there are multiple ways that you could get that book to sell anyway. But from what I understood from her, the colors, the title, and many other things are something that you can work with. And for example, if you were to create an altar for the book, that is something that could impact the sales of your book as well, which I thought was pretty interesting. Now, the reason I would like to dedicate this podcast to Marie Diamond is because I'm a very creative person, and for a while I've been thinking about doing this podcast, so I've been kind of going to and fro about different titles, and finally I decided to just go for the title that she suggested, which was a mishmash of the ideas that I had, which I thought was pretty awesome. So this is it. Now it's Monetize Your Influence, thanks to Marie Diamond. So thank you, Marie. And now, we will soon have Marie Diamond on this podcast, hopefully, and perhaps she'll be able to explain more about how she uses this kind of energy and how she is able to shift the energy in an environment in order to help you attract more influence, more opportunities, more deals, and more clients to your business. And also how she is able to show you how to use the law of attraction and the laws of the universe in order to create more of what you want in your life. Now, luckily, Marie Diamond has agreed to speak at our upcoming event in London, which is on the 6th and 7th of July at Entrepreneurs Are Leaders. And you can still secure your ticket at entrepreneursareleaders.com. And that's a really cool part. Now, personally, I believe the law of attraction does work. It's just a different take on it. And I think that it's not exactly the way I expect it to work. It's kind of very different. Now, for example, if I go to the gym and my energy is, what I discover is that my energy is very high. So therefore, everything is kind of impacted because I then feel better. I feel more energized. I feel like I have more clarity. I have more focus. And I'm much more productive. And I take faster action. I procrastinate less. And I get stuff done that I've been wanting to do for a while. Now, what this does is also it makes me want to crave for good food. So I end up, eating better as well, like proper cooked food, and I drink more water as well. So it kind of all starts to work together. And I also do more dancing and I do more stuff that I love. So it, the entire energy of whatever I do is just shifted, completely shifted. As a positive side effect of that, I also feel pretty, which I think is quite cool. And because of that, I get a lot more stuff done. Like when you feel like you're contented, you feel like, oh yeah, look at me, I'm really cool. I'm awesome. So when you do that, what happens is that you kind of like feel, oh yeah, I'll do the kinds of things that, maybe you've been postponing to do. So this is me. I'm not sure if that works for everyone, but this is me. And then what I start to notice is that I see, clients that have made an offer to a long time ago or whatever. They come back to me and say, I've been thinking about your offer and I want to take it now, which I think is pretty awesome. So they're just like, okay, I just want to book the thing, the package you offered or whatever. And for those that don't know, I actually do, I write, brand, and publish books for people. And that's really cool that, clients just come to me and that's something that happens as a result of going to the gym. And so whilst trying to monetize my knowledge, the impact of raising my energy is absolutely incredible. Now, the point of the story is that when you raise your energy, you start monetizing your knowledge, monetizing your influence, and that happens because you start to become magnetic. And you become a magnetic entrepreneur. You start feeling in flow. And now, there are several ways for you to raise your energy. One of them is the gym, which I do think is important. As you can see, I still have the flu, unfortunately. So, anyway, so I do find it hard, however, to go back to the gym once I've had, I've come out of routine, for example. Now, another way for you to raise your energy and therefore to become more magnetic is through nutrition. And now I'm not an expert in nutrition, but I'll tell you this because my mother is an expert in nutrition and a fitness instructor as well. And and she is a medaled a bronze medal former athlete of Romania. So one of the secrets that she uses in order to stay so fit and to be so full of energy are garlic, lemons, and ginger. Now, they do taste lethal when they're combined together, but they do work. I do know that they do work. Now, another thing that I have never thought about before, but I find that it's super important in my life recently, is becoming magnetic as an entrepreneur by leveraging spirituality. Now, I have never been open to spirituality before, and I think I've always associated spirituality with religion. But recently, I've discovered something really interesting. And that is something that I'm going to be covering in my next episode of Monetize Your Influence. And what I'm going to be speaking about is how you too can monetize your influence and become more magnetic to opportunities, to attracting more deals, to attracting more clients, to attracting more wealth, more abundance, through the power of spirituality. And I have been very lucky to learn from some of the best in the field, which is Martina Coogan from who is the CEO of the Mystery School London. And she has an amazing, amazing experience. So I'm going to share all about that in the next episode. So until next time, you are listening to Monetize Your Influence with Lily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.